Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. This is really very, very, very cool. I was speaking to my guest before we came on, and I said, you know, sometimes spirit works in the most amazing ways. You know, things seem to show up exactly when you need them to show up. That's the way I feel about my very special guest today and the book that he has written. Now, many of us know Dan Millman from The Peaceful Warrior's Way, and we also know him beyond that, the book, the movie, The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And now we're going to get to know him as The Four Purposes of Life. This is the book that I have in my hand, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. You know, as we can always count on with Dan, he comes to us and has us think about the things in our lives that are most meaningful. But beyond all of that, for any of you that have ever been familiar with the way of the peaceful warrior, you know that it is not just about thinking. It is about thinking, and it is about taking action, and it is about having faith. It's about standing in your conviction. Joining me here today, of course, is this amazing best-selling author, but more importantly, 17 books, read by millions of people, 29 languages. He teaches worldwide, speaking to men and women from all walks of life, leaders in the field of health, psychology, education, business, politics, sports, entertainment, much more. But the other thing that he does, he speaks to people like you and like me. Because his story, his message is for everyone. And so today he's joining me here today so that we can talk with him about the four purposes of life. Dan, it is so great to have you back on the show. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. Always a pleasure.
You know, it is great to have you here. The four purposes of life, and I just want to start out by saying that there are people that, you know, are looking for that single purpose. You know, what am I going to do with my life? Why do I feel so empty? And so I wanted to talk to you about this idea of having more than one purpose, because in some circles that's kind of groundbreaking, isn't it?
I think it is. You raised a very important point, because everywhere else that I've ever come across that talks about or writes about life purpose is more or less saying how you can discover your one purpose. And in fact, in a previous book of mine, which is quite popular, I guess about a million copies out there now, called The Life You Were Born to Live, I called it a guide to finding your life purpose. But it wasn't until recently that I actually came to the realization that there are four purposes, not one. And it's a good place to start, I think, because it's natural for someone to say, why four? You know, as I explained in the prologue of the book, I had one friend tell me, well, look, I know the purpose of life. It's learning to love. You know, whatever the question, love is the answer. That sounds good to me. I couldn't argue with that one. It sounds like a wonderful purpose. And someone else said, well, wait a minute, how about spiritual awakening? Isn't that our ultimate human purpose? Somebody else said, well, I know our biological purpose as human beings, it's to reproduce and continue our species. So all these are valid, and everyone has different images of what our purpose may be. But what I've done in this book, and if you ask me, what did I do? A lot of research? Actually, no. It's a different kind of research. It's the same mysterious place many of my other books came from, but they seem to be self-validating in the sense if someone really studies these four, they're going to see how it covers the bases. So just as we divide the points on a compass into four directions or the days of the year into four seasons, by looking at our lives through this filter of these four purposes, we come to get a better sense of stability, structure, organization, and clarity to our life, rather than this chaos of what am I doing today, what's my ultimate purpose, what am I here to do, and what am I doing here?
I love this. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Dan, is, you know, the subtitle of the book is Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. Let's talk a moment about this changing world. And what I want to say about it, you know, before we jump into this is I made a comment the other day on the radio, and one of my listeners challenged me about a statistic. And I said to her that the statistics show that now that, quote, the economy seems to be getting better, the divorce rate has jumped. And I said, is this part of the changing dynamic that we have in our world today? Are relationships faltering at the hands of capitalism? And it was a very interesting conversation because what I was saying was that, you know, this is the changing way. And I didn't really understand what I was saying, but she challenged me and she said, that can't be all there is. That can't be, you know, the part of a changing pattern. So I wanted to ask you, you know, this direction and finding meaning. What is the changing world that all of us are being faced with to have to change?
Well, I've always found that what I call the optimum mind is not a quiet mind, it's a flexible mind. If my house is on fire, I don't think trying to achieve a state of emotional calm and equanimity is necessarily appropriate. I don't want to panic, but I want to be very active doing what needs to be done. So the mind has to be flexible. And in that sense, regarding the idea of change, you know, life comes at us in waves, and sometimes those waves are little ripples. Sometimes they're tsunamis, literally, as we have found in Japan recently. Mm-hmm. But whatever those waves, we can't predict them, and we can't control them. The only thing we can learn to do, a fundamental human skill along the peaceful warrior's way, which is about all of us, is to learn to surf. When the waves come, we can, and again, other teachers, my colleague and friend Byron Katie talks about, you know, loving what is and adapting the law of acceptance and flowing with whatever happens in life. You know, many teachers talk about change as if this is going to change your life and change, I'll help you change. Well, change isn't always necessarily good, but the way most of us approach change is when things are going well, we don't want things to change. And when things aren't going well, then we want to make changes. That's perfectly natural. There's an old proverb that God comforts the disturbed and disturbs the comfortable. So it seems to go in cycles like this. And so when we want to change, do you know historically, I'm sure you know this, historically, many revolutions happened when things were actually getting better. The Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, things were actually improving for the people when the revolution came. It was on an upward swing, but it is as if everything piled up and finally broke loose. So what you say about the divorce rate, that statistic going up, even as things are starting to improve, the people just are saying, I got to make some change. And sometimes it's moving somewhere else. Sometimes it's, fortunately or unfortunately, changing a mate. People want to make changes thinking that will do it. And so rather than that approach, that automatic or reactive approach, I recommend taking a close look at our lives, how life is, the nature of life is change, and then to find more meaning and purpose and value in those changes and challenges in everyday life.
And, you know, this is really kind of, you know, for folks listening to the show, if you're just tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show, Dan Millman is my very special guest today. I've got his latest book, The Four Purposes of Life, in front of me. One of the things I noticed about this book, Dan, is that you dedicated the book to Herman and Vivian Millman, who gave you the freedom, and this is what you say, who gave me the freedom to find my own way. This dedication to your parents, especially a book that is about the purposes of life, is so touching, and I would love for you to share what your parents helped cultivate in you to help you have the freedom to find your own way.
I was one of those fortunate baby boomers to grow up in the 50s. I mean, we had, you know, our atomic bomb drills, putting our heads under the table for safety and so on. The 50s weren't idyllic, but it was a different time. You know, my parents, my father worked driving a catering truck to factories to, you know, serve a little bit of food during their breaks and lunches and so on. My mother worked as a checkout clerk at a supermarket. She did some bookkeeping. And yet they were able to build us a house, buy land and build a house. They were able to, we had a swimming pool. It was a different time, a different economy. Everything was growing, a sense of optimism. So I was fortunate enough to grow up in that time of optimism and hope. And my parents just assumed kind of the best for me, and they wanted me to be happy. And I was indulged like many young princes, you know, the boys in the family. It's just one of those things. So it's part of my karma and part of my past. I wish I could tell a story of incredible adversity. I mean, I've had difficulties like most of us. You know about my shattered leg in a motorcycle crash. But still, my parents, the way they helped me was they never pushed me. They never had agendas. This is what you should do or shouldn't do. They allowed me to find, literally, as I say in the dedication, my own way. And I meant that as part of a play on words, because it's the way of the peaceful warrior that I found. But they just gave me that space. And sometimes maybe I would have liked more guidance. Whether I would have listened or not is another question through my adolescence. But I had to figure out my way. I had to recognize life is an experiment, and I had to just follow my nose, trust my instincts, and that developed over time. So that sense of self-reliance. So for a while, it was a period of disorientation. What am I going to do with my life? As you know, in The Four Purposes of Life, I write about my winding career path and all the different things I tried through the what I call the trying 20s, when you try this and you try that. But my parents did give me that sense of experimenting in life.
Well, you know, it is so beautiful to be able to, you know, talk with you again and to read this book, a book that is so important right now, Dan, for so many people. I wanted to ask you, you could have written about so many different things, and I wanted to ask you, what was calling you to write this book?
That's one of the most mysterious questions I ever get, because I don't know where they come from. I really don't. It's like planes stacked up on the runway of my subconscious. My muse just said, it's time to write this one. But I will say the liability of, you know, they say you teach what you need to learn. I must need to learn a lot with I think right now, you know, depending on editions, either 15 or 17 books. But after, you know, I describe each of my books as a piece of the puzzle, a facet of the peaceful warrior's way. I've never written a book just to have another book out there. In fact, after I wrote Way of the Peaceful Warrior, I didn't write another book for 10 years. I didn't feel I had anything fresh to say. But then all kinds of new information came in, and it led to, you know, many other books. So the liability of having a number of books out there is the idea, oh, Dan Millman just has just another book out. Here's another one of his many books. But actually, each book has its own story to tell. And this is the first time. I wasn't ready until 2010 when I wrote the book. I wasn't ready to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I didn't see them in their full context. I wrote The Life You Were Born to Live, One Approach to Life Purpose, No Ordinary Moments, The Laws of Spirit. Each book had its own purpose. But then came the time I went, wow, it's time to really, really write the book on life purpose and get some clarity. And so I incorporated some essential elements of some things I'd written before, but putting them together in an entirely new context. So what I wrote in Everyday Enlightenment, The 12 Gateways to Personal Growth, a previous book, became the 12 required courses in the School of Daily Life. Self-paced courses, but they're all required. We're all enrolled in them. But we can talk about that down the line, maybe after the break.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about that because, you know, we are sitting at a very important time right now. All of us are. And the question then becomes, what are we, each and every one of us called to do? And how do we make sense out of some of the confusing or conflicting energies that we may be experiencing right now? Let's take a short break. When we come back, Dan Millman is in the house. The Four Purposes of Life, right here on the Dr. Pat Show, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779 or visit zeoking.com.
Dr. Cindy Shriver cares about what you think of yourself. Dr. Cindy has helped thousands safely lose weight and will be leading a weight loss retreat in Costa Rica this July 16th. You will gently detox, eat clean, and finally stop emotional eating, utilizing Ayurvedic products for maximum health. It's possible to relax and release old behaviors and finally get that body you deserve in this five-star paradise setting. Contact yourtransformations.com or call 916-580-8799.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Certainly for more information about us, you can go to drpatlive.com. I'm so thrilled to have my colleague and friend Dan Millman joining me here today with the latest conversation, his latest book, The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. And I think, Dan, we were talking before the break about this changing world and, you know, and about what you have written up to this point are leading to this particular book.
Yep, every book has its own time. For example, when the Peaceful Warrior movie came out in 2006, I didn't write the script, and there were quote-unquote teachings or lines, ideas in the movie, which were quite nice, but they weren't necessarily exactly reflective of what I was here to teach. So I said, you know, it's time for me to write the Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, which clarified and shed new light on the original teachings in my first book. So the times and circumstances just demanded that I write that particular book then, just as right now so many people are relooking, retooling, wanting to stay relevant, whether they're somebody fresh out of college wondering what's next, or someone who has been laid off work or making a change in that arena, or in relationship change, or someone who's retired. And after they've done vacation long enough, they go, well, yeah, but what now? Anybody in kind of change or transition, wanting to know more about themselves and their lives, this book seemed quite timely, and that's why it ended up getting written at the time it did, I suppose.
You know, I love this because I think we're all being called to do things differently, especially those of us that have been out there in the public for a bit. But the four purposes, you know, I love that, that let's just say this came to you for the moment. But I love that these purposes had struck such a, let me just say, grassroots nerve with me, because you've been able to describe these in ways that I think the average everyday person and, let's just say, the mystic can get it. Can we go through the purposes a little bit here, just to give our listeners a sneak preview, because I would love to, for them to get a sense of what I've just read.
Oh, I'd be very happy to do so. And in fact, I have two agendas here. Like any author appearing on a radio show, of course, I'd love to entice readers to read more and get a copy of the book. But for those who won't get a copy of the book, I'd like to offer at least a sense, a taste, a sample of what these four purposes are about, so they may get innate value just listening today. So here they are. Let me give an overview of the four purposes, then we can get into as much as you'd like.
Yes, and would you please let people know, A, how they can get a copy of the book? Because I agree with you. I mean, we do a very, let's just call it cursory, just an overview of some of the wisdom that you've got in this book. And for me, it's just like a little teaser. So the book in itself is really the guide. So can you give people a website and tell folks how they can get their own copy?
Sure. Of course, it's available online at all the booksellers. The e-book is out as well as the hard copy book and bookstores everywhere. It's not difficult to get. But one handy way is, and in fact, I'm going to refer to my website for another reason later on, but they can go to peacefulwarrior.com. That's the easiest way. And if they'll see the cover right there on the homepage, they can click on it, and it'll take them to an option of going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or, of course, their local bookstore would be a wonderful way to support their local independent bookstore or chain as well. So it's very easy to get the four purposes of life. Now, as far as what the four purposes are, let's begin and just with an overview. The first purpose of life, all of us are working, is learning life's lessons. And when I say that, I don't think any of your listeners are slapping their forehead going, who knew? You know, we're here to learn lessons. Most of us have noticed that, that Earth is not just a school, but a perfect school, where lessons repeat themselves patiently until we learn them, where if we don't learn the easy lessons, they get more dramatic to get our attention. And many people may say, yeah, well, that's fine, Dan. Yes, I know. This is old news. You know, we're here to learn lessons. But what people don't actually get often, and I didn't for a long time, is that if we finally accept that, yes, we may be here for love, we may be here for success and achievement and winning and all those aspects of life, but they're just the icing on the cake. The fundamental human purpose, this is a school for souls. We are here to learn. That means we cannot fail. It's impossible to fail at anything if we've learned a lesson, because that's really the gift. That's the prize in the Cracker Jacks. It's the learning, the lessons, everything we do is about the learning. And that means even a bad day in a relationship or at work or in a sport or in school can be a very good day in terms of learning. And that is fundamentally what it's about. It can shift our perspectives on life. So it's not just some slogan, oh, we're here to learn life's lessons. It can change our entire perspective on living and give us a new appreciation for the value of the challenges we meet in everyday life.
You know, I love this one because people have heard the saying is, you know, I've got to get this right in this lifetime, Dan, so I don't have to come back to do this one over again. I mean, we kind of joke about that, but it is true. I don't know about you, but I have certainly come to the conclusion for myself that if I don't get the lesson as it shows up in its most gentlest form, let me just say that, that it's not that it goes away. It comes back. At least in my life, this is what I'm experiencing. It comes back in my life, you know, a little bit more intense to get my attention. So don't we have many opportunities to get the, quote, lessons about something or about many things?
Sure. That's why I say it's a self-paced schooling because we have plenty of time. It's called reincarnation, as you hinted at. So if we don't learn it now, we'll learn it later. Every choice ultimately leads to wisdom. Some choices we make life a little more difficult. Some make it a little easier. But ultimately, every choice is going to take us to a point where we finally learn the lesson. And that's why we have to have some faith and trust in our lives. But by paying attention, the whole point is, you know, people say, well, Dan, if Earth is a school and we're guaranteed to learn everything we need to learn from daily life, why do you write books and teach seminars if life's going to teach us all we need? And the answer to that is a good book or seminar can help clarify the lessons of life. So we start to pay more attention and we maybe can save us a little time and a little unnecessary pain.
And that, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is when we do learn a life lesson, what does it kind of look like? Someone asked me, okay, how do I know I'm on the right track? How do I know that I'm kind of doing the things that are leading me to the place I want to go? And let's talk about that for life lessons. There are so many that can come up.
Yeah, well, there's one straightforward answer to that question. I don't always have straightforward answers, but I'm happy to say I do for this one. We know when we've learned a lesson when our actions change. E.M. Forster, a wonderful writer, once said, how do I know what I think until I see what I do? And if we make a change of action, even the smallest change, that indicates we're getting it. We're getting the point of a lesson. If we just say, oh, yeah, I got it. Oh, I understand that. You know, I'm this way and I'm that way. Some of us spend half our day analyzing our craziness and the other half of the day dramatizing it. But when we actually change in action, even in a small way, when we exercise maybe a little bit more, maybe when we eat a little more of what's good for us, a little less of what's not, when we behave a little more kindly to someone where we might not have done that before, we know we are learning the lesson.
Dan Millman's joining me here today, everyone. We're talking about the four purposes of life, his latest book, and we'll make sure that first of all, you can get this book anywhere, but I would really love to encourage all of you to, if you haven't been there, to check out Dan's website. It's very easy to get to. Those of you out there know Dan Millman, know to go to peacefulwarrior.com. peacefulwarrior.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the other three purposes. What do you think the second purpose is? Is it about love? Is it about life? What do you think it is? We'll share this with you when we come back right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery? Whoa, I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm so thrilled to have Dan Millman joining me here today. His latest book, The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. And many of you know exactly what we're talking about when we talk about a changing world. He's given us a sneak preview on what some of what the four life purposes are. But I will say to you that by getting a copy of his book, you're going to be able to get in much, much more detail about this. But more importantly, please visit his website, and you can go to peacefulwarrior.com. That way, you're going to be able to find about his e-courses. You'll be able to look at his videos, and he's going to share something really cool he has on the site about life purpose. Dan, thank you so much for joining me here again. I know we kind of talked about the first one, but the second one, and so forth. I mean, these purposes sound easy when we hear them, but boy, do they become challenging. Let's tell folks a little bit about the other three.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And for those who just tuned in, of course, the first purpose was learning life's lessons. And I should, by the way, I should add, if people say, well, we're here to learn, what courses do we need to pass to graduate? And I include in that first brief section on learning life's lessons, I include the 12 required courses all of us are engaged in everyday life. And I might add, this is a fascinating, I think you'll find this kind of interesting personally.
Okay.
As well. You know, I've asked audiences if anybody shared a recurring dream I've had years after graduating from college. I still had these disoriented kind of dreams at times where I'm going to a final exam and I can't find my way there somehow, or more commonly, I have a final I'm going to, but I realize I'd forgotten to take the course. I'd signed up for a course, but I'd never gone to any of the classes. Now I had to take this final exam. And you'd be surprised how many people raise their hand in the audience saying, I have those kinds of dreams too. Well, in a way, that reflects our daily life, because we're all engaged in pop quizzes and tests all the time, but we don't know what courses we enrolled in. We forgot. And so in that first section, I distill the 12 courses we're all involved in, which involve self-worth, which is different from self-esteem. I explain that, getting and reclaiming our will, turning what we know into what we actually do, energizing our body, managing our money, taming our mind, trusting our intuition. And it goes into all 12 areas, including awakening our heart, serving our world. So it does touch upon love. It does touch upon all the other aspects, where sub-courses we're here to learn in life. But the major thing is learning life's lessons. And so that moves us to the second purpose of life, which is the one we often think about when we think about life purpose. We go, what am I here to do? How am I going to spend the 16 hours or so a day I have relatively conscious when I'm not sleeping? And it's about finding our career and calling. Now, this is more central to some people than others. Some
okay.
people out there say, well, I have a career, so I don't really need that one. But that's not necessarily the case. First of all, I define the difference between career and calling, and it's quite important. Because many of us are told, well, follow your heart, you know, do what you love. But what they're really referring to is our calling, not necessarily our career. I'd like to make the radical proposal that we don't have to love our work. We don't have to love our career. It's a functional thing we do. We trade our talents, our experience, our skills for an income for our family and ourselves. And that's what career is about. It's certainly nice if we like it. It's nice if it feels suitable and enjoyable. And I tell people how in that chapter to find an optimal career. But our calling is different. The calling is, it's what our heart is driving us to. We don't always know why we're interested in a particular area of life. But our calling is about doing what we love. Maybe it's creating art, writing, music, painting. It could be a calling to the clergy or military or philanthropic organizations. And that may or may not involve an income. Some people combine their career and calling. You have, I have, but it's not necessarily better. Some people have a perfectly functional career, and then they pursue their interests and calling in their discretionary time. But I go into every aspect of career and calling, leadership, entry level, knowing ourselves, the key to self-knowledge, so we make the right, the most educated decisions about our career and calling. So that's what the second purpose is about, finding that career and calling.
I wanted to ask you a question about this, Dan, because you're right. For me, I wake up every day and I feel so blessed that I get to do what I'm doing now and what we're planning to do. But I also have experienced what you just described, you know, this career. You know, I had a 25-year career. Can't say that I loved it, but it was a job. It did pay very well. And it seemed like, for me, I had to move from that place in order to find this place. And, you know, remember, I'm the person that dialed the wrong phone number into this very station we're on now, and bought my first hour of radio. So are there two kind of different ways that we either seek out our calling or it seeks us out?
A little of both. And okay. That's empirically can be validated. Anybody, all they have to do is ask themselves, when I was growing up, did I go, someday I'm going to be doing exactly what I'm doing now? Most people, we go, no, we just kind of stumbled on it. It happened. And as part of life and our experience and experimenting in life, we end up doing what we do. And some people strategize. I mean, they know when they're young, this is what I'm going to do. And they go to school, they go to graduate school, they, you know, do whatever they need to. But, and they may, in the words of Joseph Campbell, they might even climb to the top of their professional ladder only to discover it's leaning against the wrong wall. So I know several attorneys, successful attorneys, who ended up being very happy doing quite different kinds of work. One is a chiropractor for the San Francisco Ballet and the Golden State Warrior basketball team. He can't take any new clients. He's so popular. And the other former attorney became a champion swimming coach at Stanford University. So it's not just people who... So anyway, some people strategize and they may find the right career, but they may later make changes. Others having a clue, like I hadn't a clue myself, and they end up finding and discovering what they're here to do in the process of time. Now, one way to determine, you know, somebody may say, how do I know if my career is really my calling?
Right, right.
Easy to find out. Just ask yourself, if I won the lottery, would I keep doing what I'm doing now? Then it's a calling for you as well. If you would
That's
change
so
your job,
funny you mentioned that. That is exactly what I was asked the other day.
Yep.
And I said, not only would I keep doing it, but I would do it in a bigger way. That is so interesting.
Yeah. And some people would say, well, I'd quit immediately. Well, it's not your calling. It's just a job.
I love that. Wow. Dan Millman, everyone, the four purposes of life. Okay, so what's the third purpose?
Okay, well, once we get some clarity about our actual career and our calling and
yes.
have a better sense of direction, we may want to go deeper. And that deeper is finding our hidden calling, what we're really here doing here beneath the theater of life.
Mm.
Not just about our relationships or our work, but actually what lessons we're learning beneath that. And I call it finding our life path or hidden calling. And, of course, I go into much more detail about that third purpose in a previous book called The Life You Were Born to Live. Mm. It's an unusually accurate system using our date of birth. And I don't like to call it numerology because I never really had an innate interest in numerology personally. But I was trained by an unusual mentor in a very accurate interpretation of these Pythagorean, you know, archetypes, these numbers, and what they mean. And so in the four purposes of life, I couldn't very well ignore the material, kind of earth-shaking information in The Life You Were Born to Live. So what I do is I distill the essence of it. Because, we didn't mention the four purposes of life is a small book. You know, it's
yes.
about 150 pages. A friend of mine said, hey, Dan, this is like Hermione's bag. You know, in the Harry Potter series, Hermione has this little bag you reach into, you can pull out tents. Backpacks, all kinds of, and whatever you need's in there. And I tried to really pack this little book with a lot of substantive information. It's bigger on the inside than outside. So, in any case, I wanted to at least distill the essence of what these numbers mean. And so what I do is I invite readers, even those who are actually reading the book, I invite them to my website, peacefulwarrior.com. And on the homepage right there, people will see a link called Life Purpose. If they click on that link, it takes them to a Life Purpose calculator. All they have to do is input the year, day, and month of their date of birth, and immediately they will see their birth number, what those numbers mean, about a paragraph, a sample, a little teaser of some core issues of their life and what they're here to do. And even though it only gives a little sample, which is covered more in the book, and The Life You Were Born to Live. It really is quite useful just for anyone to take a glance at that. So I invite your listeners to do so.
Oh, it's beautiful. And have some fun with this. As a matter of fact, and again, I want to make sure all of you have the website, peacefulwarrior.com, peacefulwarrior.com. We're going to take a short break, everyone. And much, much, much more information on Dan's website. I mean, he's been so very generous with what he's learned, his discoveries. Please make sure you check it out. Also, you're going to find ways to participate in some of the e-courses he has and much more. And if you don't have his other books, great opportunity for you to get them. When we come back, what might that fourth purpose be? And what's the meaning of it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Dan Millman.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Are you having problems with raising your vitamin D levels? Well, you're not alone. Here are the top three reasons why it's difficult to raise them. Number one, you may not be taking enough for your weight. Most people require 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. Number two, you may not be taking it with the proper kind of food. And number three, you may be experiencing what they call vitamin D resistance. To learn more about this, visit my website, powerfuld.com. That's powerfuld.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid. exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. Dan Millman's latest book. He's the author of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. If you go to the website peacefulwarrior.com, you're going to find lots of information, but check out the life purpose section to kind of get your juices flowing there. You're going to enter your birth date, and you're going to get some very, very cool information. Dan, thank you so much for joining me here today. We've kind of saved this last purpose for the final segment of the show. How beautiful is that?
That works out just right. So,
Let's talk about this fourth one. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the fourth purpose may be, in its way, the most important one of all, even though they're all certainly significant, because it integrates and really puts together the first three purposes in a way we can manage. Because sometimes people read a book and they get all this information, like, what do I do with all this? And the fourth purpose is attending to this arising moment. Now, again, when people hear that, they may go, oh, yeah, I know all about that, Dan. Of course, I've read Be Here Now and The Power of Now and your books, and I know all about the present moment and why it's good to live in the present moment. But this is a bit more than just a slogan about living in the present. What it acknowledges is that we may not be able to articulate, if somebody asked us, what our cosmic purpose is, if someone just came up to you and sprung that question. But if someone said, what is your purpose right now? I think every one of us knows exactly what it is. You know your purpose in this moment. We're speaking together. That's my purpose, too. And your listeners are listening. Maybe they're trying to multitask at something, but still they have a purpose of listening to this show right now. So we always know our purpose in the present moment. So when I say attending to this arising moment being the fourth purpose of life, I'm talking about noticing what is my purpose, living on purpose, living purposefully, rather than just wandering around, what do I need to get done right now? What do I need to do, even if it's not doing anything, even if it's sitting quietly? But in each moment, let me tell a quick story which defines it. There was a man, you know, once in a while I do personal consultations with people by phone or in person here in Northern California where I live, and I don't advertise it because I don't have a lot of time to do it, but once in a while somebody says, please, can we do a one-on-one? So this man came to me, and he put some good money on cash on the table. That's what I charge for my hourly rate. And then I said, well, let's start with what you'd like to accomplish. What's your goal? What's your purpose, your aim? And he said, oh, I have no purpose. And I said, well, surely you have some purpose. You're here. And he said, no, I have none. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. If you knew what your purpose is, what might it be? And I tried everything, you know. And he just was completely stubborn. I have no purpose. So I said, well, it was good meeting you anyway. Since you have no purpose, I really can't help you. But, hey, please close the door on the way out. Have a wonderful day. And he started getting up, and he said, wait a minute. I paid you some good money there. I have 90 minutes of your time, Dan. I went, you know what? I think you've just discovered a purpose. So it was a bit of Zen trickery. I wanted him to understand that he did have a purpose, whether he was convinced he didn't or not, and when our session was over, he would have another purpose, which was finding his way back to his automobile and driving to wherever he was going next. And after that, whenever he arrived at his destination, another purpose would appear. The point is, day to day, moment to moment, our purposes appear in front of us, and it's for us to take care and address those. So the purpose in this arising moment, recognizing that life is a series of moments, that is one of those essential reminders I like to provide, and that's all I can do in all my work. I can only offer perspectives and reminders of what we already know at deeper levels, but we all tend to forget.
We do all tend to forget. And I love that you shared that story. Because I believe that as I was at a point in time in my life, you know, kind of like the man that showed up on your doorstep. You know, for me, I had to go out in the desert on like a 10-day vision quest, you know, to get to the message that, you know, my purpose in that moment was being on this vision quest, being eaten alive by all of the wonderful insect friends we have out there. But, you know, this is really the moment, and I love what you shared, because many people have read all of the books you've talked about. They've seen the different movies out there and still struggle with the question, because isn't there a part of us that doesn't want to believe that the moment that we're in might be our purpose?
And it certainly is one of the four. In other words, while we're working on learning life's lessons, while we're addressing career and calling, while we're looking at our life path or our hidden calling revealed by those numbers, all of those, see, they may seem overwhelming sometimes. How can I keep track of all this? But we can always handle this moment. What is going on right now? The quality of this moment will determine the quality of our life. You know, I heard a saying the other day I really liked. Tomorrow never comes, because it's always today. And in the same sense, the next moment never comes. It's always this moment. And I hope what I've done in this fourth purpose of life in the book, I hope I've described certain aspects of what it means to live it moment to moment in ways that haven't been described before that people can really relate to, and take a deep breath and calm out a little bit and go, okay, I can handle this. This is this moment, and then I'll handle the next moment. And it kind of brings us back to earth. You know, I believe in living with our head in the clouds but our feet on the ground. And that fourth purpose, this arising moment, is a wonderful segue to the epilogue of my...
Yes, I was just going to ask you about it.
Well, it's our spiritual purpose. I didn't want to ignore that. And I go into how we bridge and integrate both the conventional and transcendental levels of our life, handling what's in front of us, but at the same time, not forgetting life's bigger picture and what's really going on here.
You know, it has been, for me... wonderful, Dan, to have you on the show, and I love your book, and I love the way that you outline this to give all of us an opportunity to pull it all together. And, you know, the reason I say that is because if we're spending time always in search of that, quote, life purpose, then aren't we really missing out on what's in front of us? And I say that because that's been part of my own lesson and journey in itself. So thank you for joining us here today. And I wanted to ask you, what is your personal message? What would you love to leave our listeners with today? Dan, thank you so much.
Oh, it's just my pleasure. And do you want me to give one final thought here?
Please.
Well, I think the final thought I would share is a reminder, it's so important to trust the process of our life unfolding, to remember wherever we step, the path will appear beneath our feet.
Wow. Thank you, Dan Millman, everyone. The book is The Four Purposes of Life, but if you go to his website, you're going to be able to see lots of information, not only on this book, but the many other books he's written. Check out his e-courses, his videos, and remember to get into that life purpose section. How fun is that? PeacefulWarrior.com is the website. Dan, thank you so much for joining me here today.
It's great speaking with you. Thanks.
I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in and turning us on. If you've missed any part of this, there is going to be a replay of this later on tonight on VoiceAmerica.com at 8 o'clock. And thereafter, you can find this show in its entirety in iTunes, on the DrPatShow.com website, and on Transformation Talk Radio, and on VoiceAmerica.com. Until next time, everyone, remember, you are absolutely amazing. There is absolutely nothing for you to do to get to that place of love within. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.